last time we spoke about this, we thought, I think it might have been going into the federal election, and we were hoping that the feds might stump up a bit of money for it, but it didn't quite happen that way.
No.
But still, this is good news, nevertheless.
I think so. I think it's obviously the state government had made this commitment previously for the visitor centre and for other infrastructure at Cradle. I take some, I think, some pleasure from the fact that they've chosen to bring forward the funds and to use them now, recognising that the issue that we've got at Cradle is not going to go away, and we can procrastinate and talk about it for the next 2 or 3 years, but that's not going to do us any good. So I think the state government have stepped in and said, look, let's start to move forward on a couple of the pieces of the jigsaw which collectively form the master plan, and that's important. But from our perspective, we want to see the total jigsaw completed. We want to see the whole program done.
Of course we do. You mentioned procrastination. That's probably the worst thing that could happen with something like this, because I think it was only last week or the week before we had new figures on national park attendances, and Cradle Mountain National Park was going up again, and it was going to get a record number, I think, for the year. So there's definitely a need for this sort of thing.
They're talking 225,000 Cradle, which is massive. And if you just take a little bit of liberty, we're talking close to 250,000 people visiting Cradle. And the numbers are continuing to rise. So it's what we've got there today is not good enough. A new visitor centre is a really important step towards achieving what is necessary up there. But so are the other things. We've got to look at the transport options. We've got to look at the Dove Lake experience. We've got to consider all of those things. So we've also got funds coming from the federal government, and only today we've received notification that election promise is to be honoured, and we're going to receive $1 million from the federal government to do the further work that's needed.
Well, that was almost my next question, because we didn't get any sort of commitment other than they said that $1 million to get it to what they call quote-unquote investor ready. So good news that we've got that money. How soon are we going to get it now?
Well, we contacted the federal government only a week or so ago and said, look, if you clearly want us to do additional work and we support that approach, we want to get it done now. We don't want to all be waiting until winter next year before we start doing environmental studies, because we won't be able to get in there. So let's make sure we've got those resources now. So, I was really pleased that today, this afternoon, that a letter arrived from the federal government to say that the commitment will be honoured, and they will be in touch with us in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Well, there's some breaking news on 7AD and 7BU for you.
Thank you
for that, Ian.
but that's exciting.
It is, yeah.
So we've got the state government making their commitment. We've got the federal government confirming theirs. We've got, I think, as I said probably before the federal election, we appear to have bipartisan support for the recognition that things need to be done at Cradle. We met with representatives of the Friends of Cradle yesterday who have obviously shared with us some concerns about where we're heading and what we're doing, and we need to make sure we get it right. And we've acknowledged that the money from the federal government will be part of there'll be a far more extensive consultancy process to make sure that we are getting everything correct. So, yeah, we're going to be busy in the next few months.
Well, I certainly hope so, and pleased to hear it. They mentioned that the term used has been investor ready. The Tourism Industry Council Tasmania CEO, Luke Martin, has been quoted a couple of times in the media now as saying that he knows of instances of investors that are basically waiting for things to happen so they can sort of put their hand up. So are you aware of that? How close is that to happening?
We've had investors making inquiries, both national and international investors. But again, I think they are they're probably shrewd business people who are looking at the opportunities and saying, "What's the opportunity here for us?" And I think that's probably again what the federal government's commitment for the $1 million is for us to make sure that we do put a proposal in front of these investors that is both appealing and sustainable. We don't want to see another tourism product built that is, for the next 20, 30 years, is reliant on public funds for its survival. We have to have a product and experience there that a private investor can say, yes, I can invest in that with total confidence, knowing that it's going to continue to operate, I'm going to be able to maintain it, I'm going to be able to make a profit, I'm going to be able to pay my wages, and provide an outstanding visitor experience at the same time.
I guess it's a good sign that we've got investors basically lining up at the doorstep waiting for this to happen, because not that I've actually met any critics of the idea, but anyone that was critical of it would say, oh, yes, but these investors will never come. It's a pie in the sky and all that sort of stuff. But there's solid evidence suggesting that there are operators waiting to get involved in this.
I think so. And And I don't know whether that's the expectation of the state government with the program that they announced yesterday, but I think it's critically important that we've got programs in our region that are encouraging tradesmen and skilled people to stay in our region. I see so often people leaving our region because of lack of jobs, or they want to go somewhere else because they've got more security of work. It's finding ways to have projects of that nature that encourage people to stay, and that's what we need. We need people to be excited and enthusiastic about what the region's got to offer, the employment opportunities, the lifestyle for their families. We're advertising shortly or now for another person for the tourism sector, and I was approached by some people from New South Wales saying, "Oh, yes, but you don't pay enough." And I said, "Yeah, but look at the lifestyle. Look at what we've got to offer. We mightn't pay what they pay in Sydney, but it's a hell of a lot better place to live."
Well, it has to be cheaper to buy for a start down here if they want to make it a permanent move.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, well, it's all good news at the moment, Ian. That's really fantastic news that federal money's available today. I'm really thrilled about that.
Yep.
And hopefully we can see a start to it. And the investors, the next big announcement I expect, hopefully you can help me there, will be that we've got an investor going to get stuck into it.
I'd like to think so. I'd like to hope that comes. But again, I think we've got a bit of water to go under the bridge before we get to that point.
Yeah, look forward to that day anyway, though. But thanks for your time today.
Pleasure, Martin.